Minimal bass lines for break heavy tunes. Beginner lesson in Ableton Live. Let's go. Today we're making a bass line that's intentionally simple, because in break heavy drum and bass, the break is already doing a ton of work. Your job with the bass is not to show off. Your job is to make the drums feel even more dangerous, while leaving them space to breathe. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass, sub plus mid, a clean 1-2 bar pattern that sits under busy breaks, and sidechain that keeps the kick and snare feeling like they're in charge, all with stock Ableton devices. First, quick mindset. Think of the bass as having a conversation role. Option 1. The bass is the anchor, mostly downbeats, stable, consistent. Option 2. The bass is the answer, little syncopated replies in the gaps between snare hits. As a beginner, pick one role at a time. If you try to anchor and answer at once, you usually end up with too many notes and a cluttered groove. Step 0. Session setup, because none of this makes sense without a break. Set your tempo to about 172 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 174 is fine. Drop in a breakbeat loop on an audio track, something classic, Amen style, think break vibes, or a modern chopped loop. Doesn't matter, as long as it has a strong snare and some grit. Now warp it. If it's a classic break and you want it to stay full, try Complex or Complex Pro. If it starts sounding smeary or facey, switch to Beats mode and set Preserve to Transients. The goal is simple. The break should punch and speak clearly. Then make a drum bus. Group your drums and name it Drum Bus. Add Drum Bus on that group, lightly. Drive around 5-15%. Boom anywhere from 0-20%, but be careful, because breaks can go flubby fast. Transients, try +5 up to +20. Here's the rule. Get the break slapping first. Minimal bass only works if the drums already feel alive. Now we build the bass. Step 1. Sub bass. Pure foundation. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Load operator. We're going clean and boring on purpose. Oscillator A. Sine wave. Envelope. Attack at 0. Decay somewhere between 300 and 800 milliseconds, depending on your pattern. Sustain basically off. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for sub notes that feel firm, not clicky, not long and drony. The sub should feel like weight, not like a lead instrument. After operator, at EQ8, do not high pass your sub by default. Leave the low end intact. Then set a low pass around 120 to 180 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB, so the sub stays out of the mid-range. And if the sub is too loud, turn down operator's output. Don't try to EQ it quieter. Add utility after that. Set width to 0%. Full mono. This is non-negotiable for a clean low end. Optional safety move. If your sub peaks feel a bit random, add a limiter on the SUB track and let it catch only 1 or 2 dB at the loudest hits. This is not for loudness, it's for consistency. Step 2. Mid bass. Minimal character, not a main hook. Create another MIDI track and name it MID. Load Wavetable. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes and pick a saw or a squarish shape. Keep unison off. We're not doing wide super saws here. This is break heavy DNB, tight and functional. Turn on the filter. Use LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. You can adjust it by ear, but start in that zone. Add a little filter drive, like 2 to 6. Now the amp envelope. Attack basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%. Release around 60 to 150 milliseconds. After Wavetable, add saturator. Mode, analog clip. Drive, 2 to 6 dB. Then bring the output down so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Always level match when you add saturation. Then EQ8 after saturator. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz, so this mid layer doesn't fight the sub. If it sounds boxy or cloudy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If you want a tiny bit of movement, add auto filter after that. Low pass, subtle. Turn on the LFO and map it gently to cutoff. Rate at 1/8 or 1/4. Amount small, like 5 to 15%. This is not a wobble. This is just alive. Optional punch trick. In Wavetable, you can route envelope 2 to the filter cutoff with a small amount. Give it a fast decay so each hit feels a bit plucked. That's a super effective way to make fewer notes feel more rhythmic. Now, step 3. Write the minimal bass line pattern. Set your clip lengths to 2 bars on both SUB and MID. And yes, for now, we'll use the same MIDI on both. Keep it simple, then split rolls later if you want. Pick a key, let's say F minor. For the sub register, try F1 or F0 depending on how deep you want it and how your system responds. If it starts disappearing, go up an octave. If it's overpowering, check your levels before changing notes. Now, the main concept for break heavy minimal bass: pure notes, more groove, short notes, intentional gaps, and treat the snare like a no-go zone. If your snare is on 2 and 4, don't let a long bass note smear into it. Shorten the note right before the snare so the snare lands clean. That one move makes your entire track sound more professional. Set your grid to 16th notes. Here's a practical two-bar starter pattern you can literally place to get rolling fast. Put a short note on 1.1, then another short note around 1.3.3, then a short note on 2.1, then another on 2.3, and you can make that one slightly longer than the others, but still not so long that it bulldozes the snare. Optionally, add a tiny pickup near the end of the bar, like around 1.4.4 in the first bar, depending on where your break's momentum is. If you're unsure, do this. Copy your kick rhythm loosely with bass notes, then delete 30 to 50% of them. That's often the fastest path to minimal but heavy. Now adjust note lengths. Most notes can be 8 note length or shorter. Don't be afraid of very short notes. In break music, a short bass hit can feel massive because the drum transients are doing the excitement. Velocity is your groove control. For sub, keep it consistent, like 90 to 110, so the weight feels stable. For mid, vary slightly, maybe 70 to 110, just enough to add a human push and pull. Now step 4, blue sub and mid into one instrument. Select SUB and MID and group them. Name the group bass. On the bass group, add EQ8. If things feel muddy, try a tiny cut around 200 to 350 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. Tiny moves. Optionally add glue compressor after EQ. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is just to make it feel like one unit, not to squash it. At this point, do a quick quiet test. Turn your monitors way down. If you can still follow the bass rhythm as a groove, you're doing it right. If it disappears, the pattern might be relying too much on mid harmonics, or your sub notes might be too short, or the mid layer is too filtered. Adjust, but don't add notes yet. And that leads into a powerful beginner discipline. One pattern rule. For the next 10 minutes, you're not allowed to add new notes. Only adjust placement, length, and velocity. This is how you learn what actually makes a bass line work. Now step 5. Sidechain. So the break stays king. In break-heavy DNB, you usually want ducking that's controlled and practical, not huge howl-style pumping. Add compressor on the bass group. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick track as the input, or even better, use a ghost trigger for consistency. Let's do the basic settings first. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the kick hits. If you want tighter control, create a ghost kick track. Make a MIDI track, put a short click or kick in simpler, and program hits where you want the bass to duck, often on kick and sometimes on snare moments too. Mute the ghost audio or set it to sends only, then sidechain the compressor to that ghost track. This keeps your ducking consistent even if the break kick is messy or changes. Coach note, if your sidechain is too slow, the kick and snare will feel masked. If it's too fast or too deep, your bass will vanish. You're aiming for the drums feel clearer, not the bass's pumping. Now step 6. Arrangement, because minimal doesn't mean static. Here's a reliable structure. First 16 bars, intro. Maybe filtered break, and no full sub yet. Then the drop, around bar 17. Full break, bass in. Then a small variation around 33. Not a new bass line, just a change. Then a breakdown or drum showcase. Then second drop, where you can open the mid layer slightly or add a touch more bite. Then outro. Easy variations that feel big but stay minimal. Mute the MID layer for 4 bars, then bring it back. Instant impact. Add one pickup note every 8 bars, maximum. Open the MID filter slightly more in the second drop, or change the length of just one note, short to slightly longer, to create tension. Here are a few more advanced but still simple moves you can try once the loop is working. Ghost notes on the MID only. A super low velocity note just before a main hit, shorter than a 16th. You feel the momentum, but it doesn't sound busier. The bar 2 rule. Keep bar 1 identical, and only change one event in bar 2. That's how you get progression without losing the minimal identity. Alternate note strategy. Keep the rhythm the same, but once in a while swap the root for the 5th. Or for a darker vibe, try the flat 7. Or do a chromatic approach, note one semitone below the root right before the downbeat. And call and response across layers. Let the SUB do fewer notes, and let the MID answer with one offbeat stab. It sounds more complex, but your low end stays clean. Sound design extras if you want a heavier tone, without wrecking the mix. Clip the MID. Keep the SUB clean. Always try a tiny bit of redux on MID only, very subtle downsampling for grit or erosion on MID. Noise mode, small amount, and pick a frequency between 2 and 8 kHz, then low pass after if it gets fizzy. If you need the mid to read on small speakers, try multiband dynamics on MID with a gentle setting. Start with a multiband compression preset, then reduce the amount. You want consistency, not hype. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Too many notes. The bass starts competing with the break. Sub not mono. Translation falls apart on real systems. Mid layer eating the sub range. Mud city. Oversaturating. You lose punch and clarity fast. Writing the bass without listening to the break. Always write against the break groove, not in isolation. Now a quick mini exercise you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Pick a classic break. Build SUB with operator sign, and MID with wave eatable. Write one two-bar bass pattern using only the root note, and at most one extra note like the fifth. Then make three variations for arrangement. Variation A, remove MID for four bars. Variation B, add one pickup note at the end of bar two. Variation C, open the MID filter slightly for eight bars. Export an eight-bar loop of break plus bass at drop level. Your goal, it feels rolling and heavy without sounding busy. Final recap. Break Heavy D&B loves minimal bass lines that support the groove. Build it as sub plus mid, clean mono sub, filtered and saturated mid. Write short, sparse patterns with intentional gaps, especially around the snare. Use sidechain so the break stays punchy. And arrange with small processing and mute variations instead of rewriting the bass line. If you tell me what break you're using and whether you want jungle roller, dark techie, or something with halftime edges, I can suggest a couple safe minimal rhythms with exact placements that will lock to your snare perfectly.